Thanks for tuning into The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Lucianne Walkowicz is among the most public faces in astronomy today. In between their research at the Adler Planetarium, Walkowicz has given several TED Talks on the ethics of Mars exploration, has co-founded an organization that advocates for a more inclusive and ethical future in space, and even had an asteroid named after them. Again, that is Lucianne Walkowicz. Luciana Vega is an 11-year-old interested in going to space camp and becoming the first Mars astronaut. More specifically, Luciana is the 2018 American Girl Doll of the Year. The 18-inch doll retails for more than $100 and comes with an optional telescope and Starry Night accessory pack for an extra fee. Now, real-life astronomer Lucianne Walkowicz has filed a trademark lawsuit against Mattel and American Girl, alleging that the toy maker stole Walkowicz's likeness for the doll. Last week, I was able to speak with Lucianne Walkowicz over Zoom. Her attorney, Charles Lee Mudd Jr., was also on the line. Lucianne Walkowicz, welcome to The 21st. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
So, Lucianne, before the Luciana doll came to your attention, what was your knowledge of the American Girl doll product line?
I guess I would say mostly just knowing about them from when I was a kid. I didn't personally have them, but I knew friends that did.
When did you first notice the Luciana Vega doll? How did this come to your attention?
Well, so dolls are not super on my radar. I don't have young children. but it was basically immediately brought to my attention because friends and family started sending me the doll. The American Girl Doll of the Year comes out with a press release, and there was a post about it on the American Girl website. And what happened was that people started sending it to me in texts and posting it on Facebook and thought it was me.
When you first became aware of it, did you feel like there was anything you could do about it? What was your gut reaction to it?
I mean, I felt upset, first of all, because I looked at the doll and it has so many resemblances to me that go beyond the name, it seemed very clearly to be based on my likeness and not just my physical likeness, but my career. And I really had no idea what to do. Mattel and American Girl are giant companies. I don't really know any. I know a bit about space law, but it's not tremendously applicable in this case. So I really sort of felt, I guess the word is helpless, in that I just didn't even know what my options were. Fortunately, a friend of mine who actually works in intellectual property also has young children, and We by coincidence had been talking about getting coffee, and she, it didn't work out. And then after the holidays, she went away and came back, and there in her in her mailbox waiting for her was what appeared to be a doll of me. And so she reached out to me and said, did you authorize this? And I said, no.
Can you walk us through some of those characteristics of the doll that did get your attention? You described a resemblance or a likeness to some of your own, I guess, personal trademarks, you might say.
Yeah. Obviously the name is a big one. Doll's name is Luciana. My name is Lucianne. The actual physical appearance of the doll is also extremely similar to me. I have dark hair, and I, since probably about 2004 or 5, have had usually a streak of bright color, most often purple, in it. The doll has brown hair with a purple streak. The doll has a space printed dress that is extremely a pink version, essentially, of a dress that I own. The doll also has shoes that are fairly unique to me. They're these sort of holographic, shiny boots that I own several pairs of. The doll also has resemblances to my career. So Vega, while being a last name, is also the name of the brightest star in the region of space that I study. So I've worked for many years on NASA's Kepler mission, which looks for planets and points at a region between the constellations of Cygnus and Lyra. And Vega is the brightest star in that region of the sky. It's also an extremely significant star to astronomy. It's essentially like a wayfinding post. So, when I give public talks, I often point out where the part of the sky is that Kepler looks at, so that people can go out and appreciate that, that's the that's the place you can see with your eyes that we found all of these exciting new planets.
Hmm.
In addition to that, I heard that you mentioned the space accessories pack. The doll also has a Mars exploration playset that you can buy. And the other aspect of my research is that I work on the ethics of human exploration of Mars. And, you know, there aren't that many astronomers in the world to begin with. But I think, to the best of my knowledge, I'm the only person who works on both things related to the Kepler mission and to human exploration of Mars. Typically in astronomy, people either work sort of in the solar system or out of it. So it's relatively rare for someone to think about human exploration and also, you know, exploring very distant planets.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. My guest is astronomer Lucianne Walkowicz. In April, Walkowicz filed a trademark lawsuit against toy maker Mattel and American Girl, alleging that the company stole their likeness for the company's 2018 Girl of the Year doll, Luciana Vega. So, Lucianne, as we heard, this doll was American Girl's 2018 Girl of the Year, and that was a few years ago at this point, but I wonder, when did you make the decision to file the lawsuit, and what made you want to take that step?
Well, you know, I don't think that, well, first of all, it is not permissible for a company to take my likeness, my physical likeness and career and monetize it. I didn't give my permission, and, you know, that's not okay. I also think it's a really bad example for young women who, you know, the doll is marketed as being something that is aspirational. And, you know, I can't think of a worse way to treat someone's career as something that can just be taken and used for the profits of these companies, Mattel and American Girl. So the reason it's taken a while has just been that, first of all, I didn't really know what my options are or to begin with, and or, you know, since then I've been working on, you know, trying to essentially gather pieces of evidence of what could have happened that led to this. You know, there are also several talks that I've given less than 10 miles from the American Girl headquarters. So understanding the timeline was part of it. And also, you know, reaching out to legal folks like Charles. So I'm not walking around suing people. I don't really know, like I said, anything beyond, you know, the Outer Space Treaty. So it was really, I would say, a long process rather than a moment of decision of understanding what the options were and, you know, trying to see how I could take action.
I wonder if you've, obviously there is a lot of effort underway in our society to try and increase STEM opportunities, that's science, technology, engineering, and math opportunities for young women and girls. And I'm sure there are people out there who think, well, this is a positive thing, right? This is trying to encourage young women to become astronomers, which, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand is still a fairly not representational field, more men than women in that field. I wonder if you've gotten any sort of negative feedback from anyone about the lawsuit, or have people, how have they responded?
You know, I would actually say that the feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. I've including folks that are actually collectors of American Girl dolls, you know, whose interest is in the dolls rather than scientists. So they might not have known about me, but I've received a number of messages of people who acknowledge that, you know, the doll bears so many resemblances to me. You know, Charles is often fond of saying, well, one thing, you know, maybe it's an accident. Two things, well, less likely. All of these things, you know, even people who are fans of American Girl are, I think, hopeful that the company will make it right, because it is so clear cut, at least, you know, to my mind, obviously. it's so clear cut that it is based on a real person.
And I do want to note here that we did reach out to the American Girl Doll Company for comment about the lawsuit. They responded with a statement, quote, "American Girl takes great pride in creating original characters for girls. We take any allegations to the contrary extremely seriously and intend to defend the case vigorously. As it is our policy not to comment on pending litigation, we can't comment further," unquote. Lucianne, I know you're limited in terms of what you can say, but what are you hoping will come of the lawsuit?
I think my primary hope is that they stop, first of all, using my identity, and also that they don't do this to other scientists. You know, if they create original characters, then that's wonderful. But to take someone's career and likeness and turn it into a product that benefits them it's really not okay.
And I want to ask you, sort of taking a step back from this case, about the field of astronomy. Have you found it to be a welcoming place in your career? Can you talk about that aspect of your work in science?
Yeah, I'd be happy to offer some thoughts. You know, I think I would say that the representation issues in astronomy are fairly complicated and nuanced. You know, a lot of focus goes into, you know, quote, getting girls interested in STEM. In my experience, a lot of people are interested in STEM, but we have persistent harassment issues that drive people out of the field all the time and continue to do so. There's been a fair amount of progress for white women in STEM over the past several years, where a lot of astronomy departments at the graduate level or undergraduate level have essentially gender parity. But you know, you see fewer and fewer women as you ascend to higher ranks, and that seems to be persistent. And while there's been progress for white women, the field of astronomy is still overwhelmingly white. So there has been less progress for women of color in the field as well, because of course, you know, women of color face not only gender-based harassment, but racial harassment. You know, and these, I'll point out that these issues are not unique to astronomy or unique to STEM at all. It's that, you know, astronomy, even though we deal with things that are in space, we're still an Earth-based science. And that means that we face all of the barriers to inequality that are out there in the world at large. You know, I'm happy to see that amongst my colleagues, there are a lot of people who are working for change and working to make astronomy a more welcoming place. And, you know, I certainly don't want to speak to everybody's experiences. You know, people are not monolithic blocks and they all have different experiences of individuals being welcoming or not. But, you know, we still have the same barriers that are out there in the world at large. And we're gradually making progress. And I hope that we continue to do so.
All right, Lucianne, before we let you go, I did want to ask about one more thing unrelated to the lawsuit. And the day after Adler celebrated its 90th birthday earlier this month, the planetarium laid off 120 part-time and full-time employees. And I think as somebody who's been there as a tourist, I don't know if everyone realizes just how much research is done there. And obviously you yourself are a working scientist at Adler. I wonder, are you still working there?
Yes, I am still at the Adler Planetarium. You know, Adler is very unique. It's a unique place in that it has a research astronomy component in addition to its sort of public-facing side, the planetarium that you can visit and enjoy all the programs of. You know, there are very, very few places that are like that, that actually have this sort of research side of astronomy and a, you know, mission that is geared towards bringing people who aren't scientists into the fold and sharing the wonders of discovery with them. So it's a great institution, and you know, these are hard times for everyone.
Lucianne Walkowicz is an astronomer at the Adler Planetarium in Chicago. Lucianne, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today on the 21st.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's all we have time for today, but a couple of housekeeping notes before we go. First, we want to take a moment to welcome back our listeners at Peoria Public Radio, WCBU-FM. We're glad to have you with us, and as ever, we'd love to hear what you think about what you heard on the show or what you think we should be talking about. You can tweet us at 21STShow, that's at 21st Show, or send an email to talk@21stshow.org. And the second thing is, as we enter a new phase of this coronavirus pandemic, you can help us shape our news coverage by joining our new texting initiative. We're calling it Text the 21st. You can text the word TALK to 217-803-0730 to join the conversation. The first question we're posing is, if you could go back to the start of 2020 and give yourself some pre-coronavirus advice, what would it be? Just text NEWS to 217-803-0730. 0730 and let us know what your advice would be. Our program is produced by Libby Foster and Anna Casey. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Special thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. I'm Brian Mackey. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. Stay safe out there, and thanks for listening.